Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, we're diving into conversation that beauty blends business, energy and authenticity. My guest is none other than the Queen of Facebook herself, Mari Smith, a globally respected social media leader, author and business strategist who's now integrating the human design system into her work. Mari, it's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Janine. I am honored. It's going to be a great chat.
But before we get to human design, which I find fascinating, mainly because this morning I woke up and Mari had done me a 16-minute video for me to listen to about my human design, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But honestly, I'm going to tell you about it a bit later. So I'd love to just start by talking about a little bit about your background. So Mari, many people know you as the Queen of Facebook. Could you share a bit about how your journey into social media began and what keeps you inspired after all these years?
So I kind of just fell into Facebook. It was actually Star Wars Day of 2007, May the 4th, Star Wars Day. And I just instantly fell in love with it. There had been many, many networking platforms online, you know, before that. And I was a natural networker when I lived in San Diego. I had a big community business and personal, and people kept telling me about this Facebook thing, and I'm like, why would I need an online, you know, social network? But I got invited to be on the beta team to test out an app where you could take and teach classes through Facebook. And I was just like, wow, you know, as soon as I pulled it up, I loved the white space, the uniformity of the profiles. And moreover, because I'm so relationship oriented, and I know you are as well, I was able to get into the DMs, the direct messages, and connect with people all over the country and the world, where they were people I admired, authors and, you know, speakers and people who I subscribed to their content. And I'm like, oh my gosh, and now they were my friends, and now I could like interview them. And I just, like, within 3 weeks of joining Facebook, I became this evangelist saying to people, are you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook? You should join. Really? You should join. You should see how you can connect with anyone in the world.
Wow. So. Yeah, I think my son got me signing up to Facebook in 2007, as it was then, which is at the very beginning, wasn't it? So for me, it was social, obviously not now. So the world changes so fast digitally. How have you managed to stay ahead of the trends?
Well, this is an interesting thing, because I know from my own human design chart, I'm an investigator. I have 10 line ones, which means I am going to go deep down the rabbit hole. There's other aspects that really show up in my genetic imprint through the human design system, my chart, where I live by my word. There's integrity. I have a real, it's like caution of the way in which I express myself. I'm able to structure my knowledge after doing my deep investigations. And so I've built this incredible trust with my audience that they know if Mari's recommending something, she's done her homework. She's got our back. We can trust that she's not going to lead us astray. And so it takes effort to continually live up to that. And there's certain aspects of the social media world now, of course, with AI, where I feel a real gut resonance, a gut response to be drawn to investigate. Other things, I just don't even want to go down too far down that rabbit hole. Like, for example, I have never really considered myself an expert in ads. I don't really do Facebook or Meta ads. I do them for myself. I often will say I know enough to be dangerous, but people don't come to me for really in-depth ad training. I'm more known for organic, for really understanding the algorithms, for content, for video, for connection and community, and monetizing that way.
You're obviously quite a passionate person. So when you get to know something, you need to know about it. And it's interesting you brought up AI and automation, because that's what everybody's talking about, isn't it? And people try and kid that they're not using AI, but there's so many things that stand out. Do you not feel that?
Well, what I am an absolute stickler for, in just this past week, on my Facebook, I posted about how important it is for speakers, public speakers, to have a clause in their contract saying, look, no AI manipulation without my express permission, because of what's happening. I've seen a few horror stories. I had an experience myself where an event host, just used a made-up AI image of me based on my likeness. Didn't really look like me. And this was after me providing an actual headshot. And I'm seeing this, there's kind of like the great divide. Those who love using AI versions of themselves without necessarily disclosing, but to me, it's quite obvious. And then those who are vehemently against it go, look, why just go get a real photo shoot? Is that right?
I saw a product the other day and I thought about it. I have all my photographed by someone called Amanda Clark, and I bought it. I thought, oh, I'll have a go and see what it's all about. And
Yeah.
I hated it. I literally hated it. It wasn't me. It wasn't even the essence of me, if I'm being honest.
Soulless.
It's
Yep.
soulless, that's the word for it.
Yep.
But I have to try things out. I like you. I like to investigate things. I like to just try out and see what's going on. But yeah, and I'm more about being authentic,
Yes.
and that doesn't feel authentic to me. But I mean, a
Exactly.
lot of people are using it, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible. And I really am careful in how I express myself in my social platforms and in my newsletter and other public forums, because it's, I don't want people to think I'm anti-AI. I'm not a Luddite. It's like, yeah,
No,
we're going to utilize this platform for, or this tool for so many aspects that we can integrate and save time. And yeah, but it's just a delicate conversation these days because it's a wild west. And I'm really banging on the drum saying to people, look, just because you can
yeah.
doesn't mean you should. And certainly when it comes to people's likeness, and well, see, it's even beyond that because you think of all of what LLMs were trained on is people's publicized, books and their own copyright materials and all really without permission. So it's a tricky world. I think the best we can do right now is just stand up for our principles and what we truly believe is important and integrous to us, and you're authentic, like you say. And nothing will ever replace the real human voice, the real people to people. Also in aura, we say in human design, in aura, like physically in groups with people, like live events, small intimate live events are really having their heyday now, making a comeback.
I think so. I think everything changed for a little while for obvious reasons, and now I think I actually hold live feng shui, teaching people how to be feng shui consultants. Whereas rigid for a while it was all online, but I never felt that that was the best thing. And I remember I was teaching eight in September, and and one of my cats, because I take in street cats, one of my cats decided to sit in, and one of the girls took a picture of the cat just looking at the board as you teach. And as you say, that in itself, that picture in itself probably sold all the rest of the seats I've had since, because
Oh, I
it was
love
so
it.
well done. But yeah,
Yeah.
so we're gonna go to a break, because I really want to get onto the human design stuff. So after the break, we'll be talking about the fascinating subject of human design. So I'll just hand over to our sponsors and see you on the other side.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. I'm speaking with Mari Smith about energy purpose and finding authentic alignment in life and business. Right, let's get right into it. Maria, you've married. Do you know, Mari, I don't know why. I think it's because my friends got the same spelling but said different. But it's Mari,
okay.
Ferrari, isn't it? So Mari.
Yeah.
You've been studying human design for 5 years and are a certified analyst. What first drew you to the system?
Oh, the funny story, the short story is in 2003-ish, I had my first human design reading. And, you know, it just wasn't the right timing. None of it made any sense. It looked like a bunch of Greek hieroglyphics on the chart. The only thing I remember the analyst told me is like, you know, Mari, you have a really busy mind. It's probably hard for you to meditate. And I'm like, hello, yep. Anyone that knows human design, that's the 6447 abstraction. It's a busy mind, always, always working. Anyway, fast forward to, it was winter solstice of 2020. You know, when we talked earlier about my Facebook career, and that was from 2007 onwards. But I had started to feel several years ago this longing for something with more depth, more meaning, more transformation that could really profoundly touch people's lives, transform, help them in business and more, and in their personal lives, to wake up and to realize how brilliant they are, you know, to realize their gifts. And it was winter solstice of 2020. A dear girlfriend of mine, when I was still living in San Diego, I'm in Oregon now, and she's come over to my house. She's like, oh, Mari, I don't know why. My intuition told me this morning to just grab this book off my shelf and show it to you. She reached into her purse and hand across the table, and it was a book on human design. And talk about the sacral response. I was buzzing from head to toe, arms in the air, leapt out of my chair. I'm like, oh my God, human design, there's books on that. You can study it. And that was what I, little did I know up until that point, that's what I was looking for. And I just threw myself headlong into to passionate professional studies.
Yeah, it's amazing when you find that moment, don't you? Because I like Chinese metaphysics, which is different, but they actually entwine, because after I watched your video, I could see that. One of the things, it's interesting, you mentioned infusion of energy, so astrology, chakras, I Ching, quantum physics. How do all these systems come together to create someone's unique design?
Yeah, well, it forms this beautiful mandala, in the planets, position of the planets move around this wheel or mandala in a clockwise fashion. Unless they're in retrograde, they go counterclockwise. Wow. So what happens, how a chart's calculated, it's the position of the planets in our solar system at the moment of birth. So the accurate birth time is important, especially for the deeper layers of the chart. But then what makes human design so unique and different, completely different really from astrology, is approximately 88 days or 88 degrees of the sun before the moment of birth, there's this other imprint taken, and that forms the unconscious. And so it's called the design side or the body side. So we're this composite of two, we're this fusion, this quantum of the conscious and the unconscious. So that lights up these activations. And on the wheel, these 64 hexagrams from the I Ching that maps to the 64 codons in our DNA. There's biological, physiological aspects. So someone that has, you know, different activations in the different, there's nine centers, and it forms really the what's called definition. It's what you can consistently rely on. You and I are both generator types, so it's that sacral or sacral, both pronunciations are fine. It's that consistent, reliable, generative life force coming from the gut in putting your life force into projects, work, activities that you really love, that you're passionate about, that, you know, that light you up. Then what happens when you go to sleep at night, drained of the battery, the generative battery, then it regenerates overnight, and you get up the next day and you've got all this energy to be able to put into to what you love. Now, 2/3 of the world are either generators or manifesting generators. So really, if we can use our energy correctly, we then have that deep, wonderful feeling of satisfaction versus frustration. And another 20% of the world are what are called projectors, 22.5%. Projectors are not here to work all day, all night and burn themselves out and be like a generator. They're more guides or advisors, they're called in the business terms. And they're actually, one of their best uses is uses of their life force is to help and guide and even oversee or to work one-on-one with the generative beings in the world. And there's two other types, the manifestors and reflectors.
So just the 88 days beforehand is like the birthing before the birthing.
Yeah, in essence, as they say, it's when the soul enters the body, in some systems. But yeah, and sometimes people go, well, what if I was late? What if I was early? What if it was C-section? What if I was not planned? And it's like, no, it's written in the stars, you know.
It's absolutely true. So you just gave us the energy types, but how can people use this in their daily lives, in particular business or leadership, that sort of thing? How can they use it? I mean, I know because I saw what you said about me, but give our listeners some tips.
Two things most important. One of the key aspects of human design is to know what's called your authority, your inner authority, your personal authority. And for half the world, about 47%, that is the solar plexus, which is, that's what you have, Janine. It's the waves of emotion going through the body where it's you kind of up on a wave or lower down on the wave, up on the wave, not designed to make fast, spontaneous decisions. You might want to, you might, because you're conditioned to, we're trained to be, make quick, fast decisions. Buy now, snooze, you lose, FOMO. But it's like, whoa, what if I could take my time? You get back to people, say, I'm going to need to sleep on this. Can I get back to you? When do you need to know by? So taking your sweet time for decisions, bigger decisions in life, not what you want for lunch, but to allow that energy to reveal truth over time. So truth reveals itself over time with the solar plexus authority. Then the next most popular is the sacral. That's what I have is the it's just responding to yes, no questions. In fact, all generators and manifesting generators are do well with yes, no questions. Having people in your life ask you yes, no questions, but the solar plexus authority then take your time for the actual decision. And then you have the third one is the splenic authority. So the spleen center maps to health, wellness, security, survival, well-being. They are our spontaneous decision makers. They're the opposite of the solar plexus. They have this gut instinct. That's where there's this instinctual. Intuitive in the moment spy, I call it spidey sense, and it's sometimes really quiet. It's actually one of the it's the least followed of all the authorities because you get that quiet hunch and then the mind kicks in. But wait a minute, last time you went right, you got run over, you need to go left, or whatever the metaphor you want to use. So those are the top three. There's actually seven different authorities, but those are the top three. Knowing your inner authority and doing your utmost to honor that and be in truth and integrity with your own self, along with your type, with the builders or generators responding with the gut. Projectors actually waiting for an invitation, recognition and invitation. The manifestors and the reflectors. Reflectors are the rarest beings that don't have any definition. They're 1.5%. I know several. I've got two of my nephews are reflectors. And manifestors about 10%. They're the ones that are here to initiate and they need to inform first. So in the business world, it's a really fast summary of the four types. But knowing what you having your chart run, you can go and get a free chart, mybodygraph.com or other places, Jovian Archive. Those are the official sources, and there's many others out there. But just seeing, okay, what is my unique inner authority? Then there's a whole other application. You're talking about business and marketing, which is my forte for 20 years. There's a whole other application, and they call it BG5. There's the BG5 Business Institute. BG5 stands for Base Group 5. What's the fascinating thing in the business world? If you get the right three to five people together, it's called a penta. It creates like the building block of what it takes to build a successful, profitable business. And it creates a unique, separate morphogenic field whose sole purpose is growth. I get the tingles when I say this because it's like so many businesses out there suffering because they might have the wrong people in the wrong roles, right?
No,
But
I know. I this bit I totally get from where I've trained in metaphysics and been brought in to make sure the right people are working with the right people. And so this is why it interests me when my friend Michelle said I should talk to you, because when I looked into it and looked into you, obviously, I could see how, and I'm not going to, although I use the word magical, I don't mean it like a magic, but how you know your stuff and how it can change so much. It's amazing. But I've just got to go back to a few questions. It's interesting. You said things like the spleen and that, which is not one of the questions I was going to ask you. Does this, if you I'm going to say this is a random thing. If you haven't got a spleen, does that mean you're unintuitive?
Oh, no, no. See, now, everybody has everything in the body graph. It's whether it is consistent and reliable, always on, that's defined. So the centers or the channels, the lines that go between the centers, versus if it's open, that just means it's intermittent. It's not always on. But we get around other people. We're like these walking circuit boards. So you get around other people. They might light up your spleen or splenic center, or the transit, the daily transits, the position of the planets right now at any given moment. We're going to be affected by the background frequency of what's happening in our solar system and the stream, the neutrinos coming from, they actually have mass. That's like the breath, the founder of the system, Ra, he would call it the breath of the stars, where this matter is coming to us and through us. So the thing is, like, you and I both have open spleen centers. Yours, you have a lot of what are called hanging gates, dormant potentials. You have the gate of intuition and instinct and several others. I know your sun is in 48, which is depth. You're shining your light with this beautiful depth. But yeah, it just means that we might be a little bit more sensitive to allopathic medicine, for example, pursuing more alternative health and healing, and just being more mindful about taking care of the body when you have that open splenic center, which maps to the immune system, the lymphatic, you know, it's not just the organ of the spleen, it's the whole immune system. And yeah.
I don't want to go to a break, but I am going to go to a break, and we're just going to come back to this. So after the break, we'll be talking again, because I love this subject. It fascinates me. But for the moment, I'm just going to hand over our sponsors, and we'll see you very shortly.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
And we're back with Mari. We're back. But I'm going to go back on the other questions because I love this. So can human design help someone understand chronic fatigue, anxiety, or just feeling off physically? Does that give you clues when you do their readings and that?
Oh, 100%. So I have just finished a 3-year program called the Differentiation Degree Program. It's the equivalent of getting a PhD in human design. It studies the real deep layers, which is the biological as well as the psychological aspects. So people that maybe have, you know, mental health challenges. We can see that in the conscious side. It's literally called, you used the word magic earlier, it's literally called the magic square. When you look at the more advanced view of a chart, we call it the magic square, and it's the positioning of the planets. And then it's this deeper layer. You've got the gates and the lines, but then there's also what's called a color, tone, and base in the other deeper layers of how these neutrino streams imprinted us at birth. So anything in red on the unconscious that pertains to the physical body, the biological part. And oh gosh, yeah, this always gets me. the founder of this system. It came about, by the way, in 1987. So it's been around quite some time on the island of Ibiza. And the nine-centered, see, since 1781, we morphed into these nine-centered beings as opposed to seven-centered, the seven chakras. So, and the founder of the system, Ra, he would say, you know, the nine-centered vehicle body is not designed to get sick. There's either alignment or misalignment.
Yeah.
And I have just always been blown away by that. Of course, there's conditioning. We're deeply conditioned, even in the womb, right, by the mother's thoughts and feelings. And then food is a big conditioner. People around us, our family, school, friends, society, work, we're deeply conditioned and often massively deviated away from who we really are in our genes and how we want to express those genes. And so, yeah, with your question about, you know, can you see someone who's just feeling off? One of the ways with the 2/3 of the world being generators is to have what's called a sacral session and just sit and ask this person a lot of yes, no questions, and to kind of draw out of them what is their response, what is their truth.
It's hard because I never stop talking. So yes and no questions for me would be quite hard. I need to know more. But I just wonder if you could just share with us an example of someone who transformed their business, their life, by understanding the human design, or even yourself. How did you transform everything? Now you've done that. Has that changed you massively?
Oh, radically changed. My whole career has changed. I still do social media. I'm not as passionate about my Facebook career. I'm going to just say that publicly. But what's made me have this additional layer, this new, fresh, breathing like a fresh lease on life, is bringing the human design, merging it into my marketing. So I was saying earlier about the first of the two things around a business was the decision making. And so, for example, I get invitations all the time in my inbox, all my DM boxes. It's a lot to manage, as many people can relate. And in the past, I would watch myself just respond or, you know, send a reply, and my mind would be talking me into something. Something might have fell off. I don't really want to do this. Oh my God, it's a long trip. And, you know, before COVID, sometimes I would be like on a plane every other week, and I'd be eyes opening. Oh my God, I'm in another hotel room. I'm like, where am I? What city am I? Now, it was a great life. Okay, the speaker life. Yeah. But I was also just really quite burned out and just exhausted. And, you know, obviously COVID changed a lot of that. Fortunately, I had a lot of online business acumen as well. I've done, you know, video broadcasts for decades as well. So what now, just being able to deeply honor my own truth. And when I say yes to an interview or a speaking engagement or even a client, it's really that full body yes. And life is just so much more satisfying versus the mind going, oh, but Mari, oh, you could make so much money, or, oh, but you know, you don't want to let them down, or what are they going to think of you if you say no? And all the chatter that goes on in the mind, is to be able to start slowly dissociating yourself from that mind chatter. It's just mind. It's not really your truth.
Yes, interesting. You said earlier in the call that meditation doesn't come easily to you.
That's right.
It doesn't come easily to me. And when you did our little 16-minute, you were like, oh, meditation. I was like, but it's not like I miss out on meditation. I don't feel like I miss out on it, because my world is as I want it to be. And that. But yeah, it's an interesting thing. So I've just want, how do people find you? Tell us everything. So, can they have readings with you? What do you do?
Yeah, so marismith.com right now is primarily my social media. There's a little bit of human design they can find on marismith.com, and then my socials. I'm pretty much Mari Smith everywhere, Mari_Smith on Instagram. And but then the human design, they can just go to marismith.com/human design, and they'll find I've got a free beginner's guide there. It's a training that I led on video, and they can get a reading, or they can email me or DM me or reach out anytime, and we can talk either personal and or business. It's just an incredibly life-changing and profound system.
So this is what you're doing more of. Obviously, you're still doing marketing if that's your main thing. So can people, if there's some people on here listening and they thought, I want to know this woman for marketing, can they do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I do online training courses. I do consulting. I have a select few private consulting clients, and then I do a lot of training courses. And my love right now, and for this past couple of years, in fact, is fusing together social media marketing and business development with the human design system and bringing in some AI. You can actually train a custom GPT based on your human design. And but I would recommend working with someone like me because you never know if it's accurate or not. But then I'm also, Janine, I'm also bringing in some mental health because I have some grave concerns about the status of mental health with the overuse of AI and tech. I gave a keynote at a mental health conference back in May this year that was very well received. So
I totally agree. I think mental health attached to it. I think that's a whole new subject and we're talking about this, so I'm not going to go there. I can't believe the time has just flown. I just want to say this has been a fascinating conversation. I have really enjoyed it and I wish I had so much more time. So thank you for sharing your wisdom and warmth today. I will speak to you. I think you may come on again when I know much more about it. Because, guys, listeners, I am going to go for the full-on reading with you because that 16-minute has literally this morning, I was like, how can she know me? How can she know me as well? So thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.